Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Irish On Tap, a podcast about the Notre Dame Fighting Irish presented to you by On Tap Sportsnet. I'm your host, Brandon Suarez. You can follow me on Twitter at BDon300, and you can follow our main account at On Tap Irish. And it's Bowl Week. The Irish play this Saturday at noon, New Year's Day, in the Fiesta Bowl against Oklahoma State. Two top 10 teams, two teams that were right on the cusp of being on the, you know, in the college football playoff. And an opportunity for this team to start the Marcus Freeman era off with a bang. Should be noted right out the gates, no surprise players in this day and age, they opt out during these bowl games if they're not in the college football playoff. And one of the players that opted out had been injured prior to that. So for most people, they kind of already expected him to not be available for this game. But Kyle Hamilton and Kyron Williams, the safety and the running back, have both opted out to prepare for the 2022 NFL draft. Both had insanely productive careers here at Notre Dame. Kyron Williams, workhorse back, someone that climbed his way up the depth chart. No one really even knew who he was before last season. And before you know it, the kid is on top of the world. And he's probably going to be, I would say, like, at the latest, a third-round draft pick. Like, he'll probably go within the first three rounds. And then Kyle Hamilton, someone that had a lot of expectations when they arrived on campus in South Bend, and someone who has delivered, if not exceeded, those expectations during his time in South Bend. And Kyle will probably be a top-10 pick. There may be a little bit of a drop because of the injury this year, but you also have to remember he didn't come back and re-injure it or do any of that crazy stuff. And part of that is this opt-out right here. So no Kyron, no Kyle. Wish them nothing but the best in their NFL careers, and I can't wait to root them on Sundays. Still quite a few players that will be trying to get drafted that are going to be playing out there on Saturday, but an important game. Marcus Freeman, as you guys know, in between, well, we recorded after the news, obviously, but in the last month or so, if you haven't been under a rock, you know we have a new head coach, and that's Marcus Freeman. And the energy that the team has had and the reception that Freeman has received since he's been named head coach and the support from the Notre Dame fan base, from the players, from the administration is encouraging. And you would only believe that they want to go out there and win this game, especially in the first game in a new regime. So I would assume that they're going to give it literally, they're going to empty the bucket, as I like to say. You still got guys like Jack Cohn, Chris Tyree, Kevin Austin, you know, Drew White, a lot of the same faces. Like I said, there's only two people out. On the other side of the ball, for Oklahoma State, Spencer Sanders, a quality quarterback, someone who's won a lot of football games at Oklahoma State, was playing really good football this year, just didn't have enough to get past Baylor in the Big 12 championship game. This is going to be an interesting game because, you know, right, Marcus Freeman is a defensive coordinator. He's never called an offensive game plan. Tommy Rees is going to have to call a very good game, and you would assume that he's going to be the one playing, calling plays with Marcus Freeman just kind of overseeing it, if you will, because Tommy has really grown into a quality play caller and someone that if Marcus Freeman wasn't going to be, you know, if he was just like the interim, Tommy Rees is another guy that you could throw his name in the hat to be a head coach at the collegiate level. And Notre Dame obviously would make sense. Maybe not now, but somewhere down the road, obviously with the connection of him playing quarterback here. But the way I look at it is you didn't get into the college football playoff. It was unfortunate. The team, they did everything that they could in their power to get to that point of the season, but the loss to Cincinnati ultimately was the difference on the schedule that has us on the outside looking in. And it is what it is. Cincinnati plays Alabama. That's probably who we would end up playing, or maybe we'd be higher because we would still be undefeated had we have beaten Cincinnati. But who knows? The college football playoff is going to be interesting this year. You got Cincinnati and Alabama, and you got Michigan and Georgia. And I think it'll probably be Michigan and Alabama in the title game. But that's neither here nor there. Those games are played the day before us. We got the noon kickoff. The Fiesta Bowl, if I'm not mistaken, is down there where the Cardinals play. a really nice facility. Saw all the players got PS5s. That's a great bowl gift. Those are hard to come by too. A lot of people have not been able to get PS5s, myself included. So good to see the players are able to receive those type of perks, and they're enjoying their time down there in Arizona. Obviously a bowl game, it's people, other college football journalists will have you think that bowl games are meaningless and they don't matter, but you can't go into that locker room right now and say that to anyone and they'll believe you. This is a very important game. It's a stepping stone towards next season and towards the Marcus Freeman era at Notre Dame as the head football coach. And the spread for this game is -2.5 in favor of Notre Dame. Absolutely love that. I will be more than sprinkling that, if you will. But in order for Notre Dame to win this game, I think you just got to do what got you to this point. I think you need to run the ball. You have Logan Diggs and you have Chris Tyree, two quality backs that have showed you not only in garbage time, but in regular, you know, moments during the game that they are able to go out there and make the type of plays that you want to see in a Notre Dame running back. In the passing game, you know what you're going to get from Jack Cohn. You got guys like Kevin Austin and Braden Lindsey and Michael Meyer out there, you know, leading the charge and making way for that passing offense. We've always had kind of a balanced attack this year, but if I had to pick, it would be like 55-60 run, maybe 40 pass, if I had to go like one way or the other. But the way I look at it is Oklahoma State plays tough defense. If you look at the Big 12, it's not the way it was a few years ago. With teams scoring like 50, 45, 55, 60 points. A lot of these games were lower scoring games. The Baylor game against Oklahoma State was a lower scoring game, a one possession game. And this is a tough team, a team that I think they only lost two games coming into this one. And the other one was at Iowa State. And Iowa State, they played a very mediocre team for Clemson standard, but in college football, a still very good team as a 10-win team in Clemson. And they played them pretty close today as well in their bowl game. But this game right here is a transitional game, but not in a sense that it should be brushed off. This is a game that you need to use as like a momentum, as like an injection of energy into the program, because I know everyone's seen the hype videos. I know they've seen what type of reception Marcus Freeman has received so far. And the guy is very well spoken. He walks it like he talks it, and his proof is in the pudding with the way that he has produced quality defenses at Cincinnati and now here at Notre Dame. This is probably going to be a defensive-minded team moving forward, but with an offensive mind like Tommy Rees in the meeting room and making sure that the offense is still firing on all cylinders, I think this is a game that we can go ahead and break that New Year's Six curse, or that BCS bull curse, because this is what it would be classified in that era, and lift it. And how funny would that be to do that in the first game after the Brian Kelly era is over, after Brian Kelly is no longer the coach here, when we couldn't win in a college football playoff game, despite him getting us there twice, and we couldn't win in a New Year's Six or a BCS game. It just wasn't possible with Kelly. It wasn't possible with Charlie Weiss. It wasn't possible with the coaches before that. There wasn't that much before that, like Ty Willingham, but either way, they have not been able to win those big games at any point during my lifetime. They've been able to get there, and then it's just heartbreak. So it is what it is, but I think that all changes on Saturday. I think you get a leader-like performance from Cohn, because even though we probably don't think he's an NFL prospect, he probably doesn't think that. And this is his last opportunity to go out there and prove what he has in a regular game that's not like the Senior Bowl or the East-West Shrine Bowl to NFL scouts. So you're going to see Jack Cohn empty the bucket. You're going to see guys like Kevin Austin leave it all out there. Drew White and Kurt Hinnish and Myron Tagovailoa-Amosa. Like, this is going to be a very hard-fought game, and a game that I wouldn't expect too much different. A lot of teams, you know, they're losing 5, 10, 15 players due to opt-outs, injuries, COVID, all that stuff that's going around right now for these bowl games. And as of right now, The only two that I know that we're missing for sure is Kyle Hamilton and Kyren Williams. And those are big misses, but Chris Tyree has proved that he can be an every down back. And even if he cannot, we have Logan Diggs, like I said, to insert in some of those third down situations or just to give Chris Tyree a breather. So we're not depleted. We're just we're on reserve, if you will, no pun intended, because, you know, you don't have your All-American back, and I'm pretty sure he didn't actually get All-American. He just got snubbed. And you don't have your All-American safety. It's going to be a little bit of a different outcome, but I still don't think it's enough of an outcome for the game to change. Obviously, Oklahoma State likes to run the football. They average about 5 yards a pop. Spencer Sanders can be anticipated to take off and run on his own. He's creative in a sense where, you know, when he gets outside the pocket, he can create with his legs or he can extend the play and find receivers downfield. And the secondary has to stay disciplined. They have to find a way to remain in the right areas and to, you know, if they're in a zone, to make sure that everybody, you know, reads their keys and is on their assignment. But offensively, there is no reason why we can't get, you know, our average 30 or so a game. I mean, the way the team has been able to score, especially down the stretch, has been almost at will. They've been dominating opponents. And the way I look at it is it's time. It is a long time in the making for us to win one of these games. Matchup predictor has us at 51.4%. So almost like 50-50 down the middle. There's tickets available for $57. I might, you know, have to get on myself up out there. And the over-under is only 45.5 points. On ESPN says -2, so maybe the spread will go down a little bit before kickoff. But either way, it is about as even of a game as you can imagine. For me, on my score prediction, I will say Notre Dame will find a way to win this one 31-24. I think that ultimately our offense is too much, even without Kyren Williams, for Oklahoma State to handle. Jack Cohn is an experienced quarterback, and we have the players at the receiver and the tight end position that are capable of making plays in these big-time moments in these big games. We've seen it all throughout this year, all throughout last year. I would expect a big game from guys like Braden Lindsay and Kevin Austin. On the offensive side of the ball, my key player to this week's game is going to actually be Kevin Austin. So with a little bit of a different running game without Kyren Williams, you have Chris Tyree and Logan Diggs. It's not the same running game, but it should still be counted on to be a good running game, if you will. In my opinion, though, Kevin Austin is poised for a breakout performance. Similar to Jack Cohn, it's his last opportunity in a Notre Dame uniform. That's a guy that is probably a late NFL draft pick, maybe rounds 4 through 7. And with a quality bowl game and a quality combine, and pre-draft workouts, he can really find himself shooting up that board. I think Kevin Austin goes for 100 yards and a touchdown this Saturday in the Fiesta Bowl. On the defensive side of the ball, it's going to be a Drew White game. Like I said, they like to run the football. They do like to control the clock and play the possession game. So with that being said, I have Drew White with a 10-tackle game. Give them like 1.5 TFLs. And the defense, I would like to see them hold Oklahoma State to 21 points or less, but I think they'll finish somewhere in between 21 and 28 points for this game. Special teams, with Chris Tyree, even though he's going to be, you know, running back one for this game, I would like to see him make an impact in the return game. And I'm going to go out and have a bold prediction of a Chris Tyree kick return for a touchdown. That would be monumental in a game like that, to where the books and a lot of people have this predicted and projected to be a one possession game, whether it's a field goal or a touchdown. This will probably be a game that will have us nail biting down to the end. But I think ultimately we have enough in the tank to come out and win this game. It should be noted, Notre Dame has covered their last 7 spreads. They're 9-3 against the spread on the season. And then, too, if you use our sponsor, too, Bet Rivers, every single day when you log in, they give you a 25% profit boost for that day
to bet with on college football. So even if you don't want to do the spread, you want to just do the money line. The money line's like -130 right now. You get a 25% boost. That's -105. Basically, even money, no points, no BS, just straight cash, homie. But like I said, I got Notre Dame 31-24. On the offensive side of the ball, my key player is going to be Kevin Austin. On the defensive side of the ball, it will be Drew White. And on special teams, it will be Chris Tyree. Some other notes, Kyren Williams did sign with Rosenhaus Sports. So if there was any agent that could help boost your draft stock, it is Drew Rosenhaus, the super agent. So we'll see if that has any bearing on where Kyren goes in the draft. Other than that, Brian Kelly has done nothing but make a fool of himself since he got to LSU. Absolutely hate to see it with the fake Southern accent. And players are already leaving LSU. People are laughing at him on the message boards. But onward we move. Marcus Freeman is my head coach. And we ride to the Fiesta Bowl this Saturday. But like I said, I have Notre Dame winning and covering in a great game where we finally break our Power 6 / CFP Bowl game curse. But again, this was Irish on Tap, presented to you by On Tap Sportsnet. I'm your host, Brandon Suarez. You can follow me on Twitter at BDon300, or you can follow our main account at On Tap Irish. And like I said a little bit earlier, I mentioned our sponsor, Bet Rivers. If you haven't deposited with them and you haven't set up an account, if you do, when you make your first deposits, you can deposit up to $250 and they'll match that $250. Just keep in mind, whatever amount you deposit is what they match, but it's a good offer or an opportunity to make a little bit of money on our Irish this Saturday. But I got nothing else for you guys. Follow our socials and go Irish.